You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is resonance? This term is used by many different areas in science and engineering and even music. It relates to the physics of sound. Sound is caused by vibration. Something has to wiggle or shake. This vibration passes as a wave from one place to another. Each wave has a high point or top of the wave called a crest and a bottom or low part of the wave called a trough. The difference in that height between the peak and the trough is called the amplitude. Now, if an object starts to vibrate more and more at greater and greater amplitudes, it will undergo what scientists call resonance. Basically, resonance is when the object has greater vibration. But here's the interesting part. The object will only resonate at a particular frequency. Frequency means how many vibrations occur in a particular unit of time, like a second. So, frequency is how many waves pass under a boat in a minute, or how many waves of sound reach your ear to indicate a specific musical note. That means a specific vibrational wave or musical note might cause an object to resonate. Here are some examples of resonance. If a ship is on the ocean getting struck by waves of just the right frequency, wave after wave, the ship will start to resonate. It will vibrate more and more, rising higher and higher and dipping lower and lower with each wave. Or if an opera singer sings just the right note loudly enough and long enough, they can theoretically cause a wine glass to resonate, vibrate more and more, and eventually shatter. A drum is an example of a resonating chamber. Striking the drum creates a vibration, causes resonance, and amplifies the sound. Here's an activity to try at home. Get a whole bunch of empty toilet paper tubes and paper towel tubes. Start with one paper towel tube and lay it flat on a table. Beside it, place two more tubes so that the opening of one is connected to the opening of the other and tape them together. Beside that one, place a paper towel tube. Beside that paper towel tube, place a paper towel tube taped to a toilet paper tube. Beside that, two paper towel tubes taped together. Beside that, three taped together. So you're going to have a series of tubes in a parallel row, each one longer than the one beside it. Tape all of them together so they stay in place. And then hold your ear next to each opening, one at a time, and listen. The smaller ones will resonate at a higher sound or pitch or frequency than the larger ones. The background sounds or noise in a room is a mix of high and low notes or frequencies, and each of the tubes will resonate at a particular note or sound or frequency. Well, we've just learned a little bit about resonance. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.